A North Carolina yoga expert causing a sensation on social media by breaking down stereotypes of what it means to be fit. ABC's Mara Schiavacampo is back with her story. Good morning to you again, Mara.
Amy, good morning. Well, she's a self-described fat femme turned yoga guru, sharing photos of her advanced poses with her more than 111,000 Instagram followers. She's changing the face of yoga and inspiring countless yogis of all shapes and sizes.
Stretch out through the left arm.
It's an exercise of the body and soul.
You reach your fingertips up toward the ceiling.
And now, a social media guru is hoping to shatter the stereotype that practicing yoga is only for the thin. 27-year-old Jessamyn Stanley admits she was initially put off by yoga because she was too focused on weight loss.
My first experience with yoga, I was 16 years old. My aunt was really, really into Bikram yoga at the time. It was a horrible experience. I was really obsessed with losing weight. I was really uncomfortable with my body.
Years later, Jessamyn decided to give yoga a second chance, a decision she credits with saving her life. At the time, she was battling depression, and yoga gave her something to hold on to.
It was something that challenged me. When I started practicing yoga, all of the poses were progressively more difficult, and it was something genuinely exciting. That kind of excitement translated to other parts of my life.
Now, yoga enthusiasts around the world flock to Jessamyn's Instagram to check out her advanced yoga poses and get inspired.
That completely changed the way that I thought about weight loss. It took me not caring about losing weight at all to finally lose weight.
The self-proclaimed fat femme believes anyone can practice yoga regardless of size, and she says she's determined to shatter that stick-thin yogi image for good.
Think about how powerful you are, and think about everything that you've accomplished just in living your day-to-day life. Why would you feel bad about your body when you're so incredibly strong?
Well, Jessamyn now practices yoga every day. She's also teaching around the country. Now, her advice for new yogis who might be feeling a little bit shy, she says start practicing at home. That'll help you get comfortable without feeling self-conscious. And I love her focus now is on strength, feeling strong as opposed to worrying about what you look like.
So inspirational. Great story.
Another way not to be self-conscious, don't call it a yogi.
Right. That helps.